As the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee, Orrin Hatch says he works closely with the U.S. Trade Office and encouraged his contacts there to host the latest round of Trans-Pacific Partnership talks in Salt Lake City. Hatch believes Utah and the country will benefit from a trade agreement with 11 Pacific Rim countries.
These economies from throughout the Pacific region represent future consumers of American and Utah products. Our nation wins by tearing down these trade barriers. In fact, international trade supports more than 350,000 jobs here in Utah.
Some of Utah's major exporters are also behind the agreement. Steve Johnson is chief financial officer for PMI, a meat, fish, and poultry products company, one of the top 10 exporters in the state.
This is the future. We look at this for our children, where the country and world is going, and is access to these markets. As we find with the Asian countries, if they consume the same amount of food products, especially meat, that we consume in this country, there's barely enough meat in the world to service their needs. So there's a tremendous opportunity for export to these countries, and we hope that this kind of an agreement will allow more of this export to occur.
Activist groups have been protesting the talks in Salt Lake City for their secrecy and because they believe the agreement would give unprecedented power to corporations while curbing environmental and consumer protections. 174 members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, have complained about what they call a lack of congressional consultation in the process. The text of the agreement will not be released until trade representatives conclude their negotiations. Then it will be submitted to Congress for approval. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.